சிங்கார மடந்தையர் தீநெறி போய் மங்காமல் எனக்கு வரம் தருவாய். சங்கிராம சிகாவல ஷண்முகனே, கங்கா நதிபால கிருபாகரணே. டுடேஸ் வேர்ஸ் இஸ் வெரி ரா அண்ட் ஆனஸ்ட் அபூர்வா. இட் டீல்ஸ் வித் அ ஸ்ட்ரகிள் தட் ஆல்மோஸ்ட் எவ்ரி ஹியூமன் ஃபேஸஸ், த ஸ்ட்ரகிள் அகேன்ஸ்ட் ஓவர்வெல்மிங் சென்சரி அட்ராக்ஷன்ஸ் தட் லீட் அஸ் அவே ஃப்ரம் அவர் ஹையர் பர்பஸ்.
That sounds like a universal problem, Vedant. We are constantly surrounded by things designed to distract us and pull us toward fleeting pleasures. What is Arunagirinathar's specific concern?
He says, Singara madandayar teeneri poi mangamal enakku varam taruvai. He is asking for a boon so that his intellect doesn't fade or get clouded, mangamal, by being obsessed with beautiful adorned people. He calls this obsession a dark path. Teenery.
I see. But is appreciating beauty a bad thing? Why does he use such strong words like dark path?
Appreciating beauty isn't the problem. The problem is when that attraction becomes an addiction, leading us to lose our self-control and spiritual focus. It's like a fog that settles over your brain. To clear that fog, he calls upon a warrior, Sangrama Shikhavala Shanmughane.
What does Sangrama Shikhavala mean?
Sangrama means war. Shikhavala has many meanings, such as one who rides a peacock, referring to Lord Murugan, or one who gives happiness.
So he's picturing Muruga as a general leading a charge?
Yes. He offers a prayer to the heroic Shanmugan, who arrives on his peacock to the field of battle, asking him to sever and eliminate the negative thoughts that emerge in our hearts. He then finishes with the phrase, Ganga Nadi Bala Kripa Karane, which honors him as the son of the river Ganges and an ocean of compassion.
Oh, Shanmuga on peacock as the warrior and at the same time son of the Ganges, the embodiment of mercy. That's a beautiful contrast, Vedant.
It really is. Arunagiri is saying, Oh Lord, use your warrior strength to shield me from temptation, but use your mother-like mercy to guide me back to the right path. He realizes that self-will isn't enough. He needs divine protection. Okay, the takeaway. Number one, protecting the intellect. Temporary attractions are like clouds that cover the sun of our wisdom. We need grace to keep our inner light from fading due to worldly distractions. Number two, the inner battlefield. Our mind is a constant battlefield. To win against negative impulses, we need both the warrior strength of Muruga, Sangrama, and the purifying mercy of the Ganges, Kripakaran.
Got it, Vedant. Next time I feel like I'm losing my focus to some shiny distraction, I'll just activate the war mode Muruga in my mind.
Perfect. With that divine warrior guarding your thoughts, you'll stay on the right track. See you tomorrow for verse 36.